Good morning. A cold front, which has been steadily heading in our direction overnight, is now passing through the remainder of the region from west to east. Some clouds associated with the front will continue for a while this morning. However, we'll return to mostly sunny skies behind the front. And as a westerly breeze kicks in, it will tend to gust up to 15 to 20 miles per hour for the latter portion of the morning and especially in the afternoon. With a new area of high pressure building in, we'll enjoy dry weather for the rest of the day, and the humidity will lower through the afternoon. You'll notice a difference from the morning hours, and temperatures will reach into the mid-70s on average for daytime highs. Mostly clear tonight and seasonably cool, with temperatures in the upper 40s and lower 50s. This new high pressure center will dominate for the holiday weekend, keeping it mostly sunny and dry on Saturday with highs in the lower 70s and more sunshine on Sunday with highs rebounding into the middle and upper 70s. As the high heads off into the Canadian Maritimes by the end of the holiday weekend, Labor Day will bounce back up to 80 degrees with more of a summer-like feel and a touch more humidity as a southwest wind flow develops, and this will create a bit more cloud cover that'll mix in with the sunshine. In fact, that ridge of high pressure will be so strong it'll hold on even into the day on Tuesday, keeping it dry, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will reach into the lower and middle 80s. Eventually, a disturbance along the mid-Atlantic coast will head up the coast and bring us a chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on both Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather, a cold front will sweep through the Midwest and Great Lakes and will bring cooler and much drier weather for much of the eastern U.S. going into the weekend, with temperatures trending down to either normal or modestly below normal for this time of year. This boundary will settle down across the Gulf Coast and will be the focus for some showers and thunderstorms going into the weekend, but areas to the north of the front will have a chance to dry out. Another low-pressure system will develop in the northern Rockies on Saturday morning and descend over the lower 48 during the day. This system will bring the chance of heavy rainfall to the upper Mississippi Valley, with the focus for the heaviest rain being in parts of Iowa. In the meantime, a strong ridge will develop over much of the western United States. This will set the stage for not only very dry weather, but also very hot temperatures, including a likelihood of seeing record highs. In some cases, the high temperatures are forecast to be as much as 20 to 25 degrees above normal, which will lead to many locations across the Great Basin, and especially the desert southwest, seeing readings well over 100 degrees. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly clear skies and 48 degrees and a west wind at 34, gusting to 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 31 degrees. In Albany this morning, partly cloudy skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 62, 97% relative humidity, a west wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.85 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Grand Lake, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid to upper 80s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid 80s, and in Buffalo sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 59. The average temperature, 68, that's 1 degree above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 37 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 8 one-hundredths of an inch above normal, and 24.28 inches for the year, which is 2.16 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees. The average low, 56. The record high, 97, set in 1929, and the record low, 37, in 1946. Sunrise this morning was at 6:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:24 p.m., 13 hours of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the lower 70s. More sunshine on Sunday, mid to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, a touch more humidity on Labor Day for Monday, highs near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid 80s on Tuesday. Partly sunny on Wednesday and Thursday with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s on Wednesday and back into the upper 70s on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great holiday weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.